A look at census numbers shows what many of us have known for quite some time now. Florida is not getting any younger. A combination of natural aging and new residents caused Florida's population to continue to get older last year. The Sunshine State now has the highest rate of residents older than 65 years old. That's according to estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau. The estimates show Florida's population grew by 1.2% between 2012 and 2013, and the state had about 19.5 million residents as of July 2013. Florida's overall population growth was driven by migration. New residents accounted for more than 90% of the population growth in the past 3 years. The new residents were almost evenly split between domestic and international migration. The median age of Floridians continued to inch up. Right now, it's standing at 41 and a half years old. Sumter County in central Florida had the nation's highest percentage of senior citizens, with more than half of its residents older than 65. Well, as Miami-Dade County looks for places to trim its yearly budget, labor unions are pleading with county officials to take a look at the county's highest-paid administrators first. The Miami Herald conducted a review of the top-paid government workers in Miami-Dade. The highest-paid employee, a county attorney at over $350,000 per year. Miami Herald reporter Doug Hanks is following this story. He says, on the one hand, the high salaries attract qualified people to important government jobs.
The other side is there's overtime abuse, there's too many benefits, and it just really adds up to too much of a drain on tax dollars.
County officials say they're working with a $140 million budget deficit. Mayor Carlos Jimenez will submit his proposed 2014-2015 budget next month. Florida health officials say they expect to see more cases of chikungunya fever appearing in the state over the summer. Polk County recently confirmed its first case of the mosquito-borne illness, as WMFE's Matthew Petty reports.
Chikungunya is spread by bites from infected mosquitoes and causes high fever and joint pain. The Polk County patient is the 48th case in Florida. Florida Department of Health spokesman Scott Shablum says the man picked up the disease in the Caribbean, and he says with travel season underway, it won't be the last case in the state this summer.
As those folks come back, we're gonna continue to see our numbers increase for the time being.
So far, no one has contracted chikungunya from a mosquito bite here in Florida, but if an infected traveler or visitor were bitten in the early stages of the illness, that mosquito could spread the virus. While most patients feel better after a few weeks, chikungunya can cause complications in young children and the elderly. I'm Matthew Petty in Orlando.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.